Today is Saturday, the 15th of August, 2026. We thank you for joining us so early on this Saturday morning. Our Minute with the Masters from Psalm 18, verse number 36. And it reads, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." There are seasons when the road ahead feels uncertain and difficult for us to navigate. We may wonder how we will keep moving when every step seems to require more strength than we have, and we've all been there. Yet, our scripture today reminds us that God does not simply ask us to walk the path. He enlarges the path beneath us so we can stand firm. God knows where we are going. He sees every obstacle, every unexpected turn, and every place where we may be tempted to stumble. When our circumstances feel unstable, God remains our steady foundation. He will create room for us to move forward with confidence, even when we cannot see what lies ahead. Perhaps you are facing a season that feels unfamiliar today. Do not allow fear to convince you that you cannot continue. The God who carried you through yesterday is the same God who will strengthen you today and guide you into tomorrow. You do not have to understand the entire journey. You only need to trust the one who laid the path out for you in the first place. Take the next step in faith. Lift your eyes toward God and remember that your footing does not depend upon your circumstances. It depends upon you following God. And when your feet begin to slip, God will always keep you steady. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. We have a couple praise reports this morning to begin. Hope of Jacksonville. She was admitted to FAM yesterday after applying the day before. She thanks God for opening the door, and she thanks you for standing with her in prayer. Deshaun of Las Vegas, 45 years old. He is up and walking around after the 7-hour heart surgery. He and his family thank the Lord for being a healer and sustainer, and thank you for all your prayers. Amen for those praise reports. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Leroya B. We pray for his heart to turn towards God and for his decisions to reflect the wisdom of God. Eric S. of Illinois. We pray for the Lord to transform him into a believer and place him on the road to right living. Those incarcerated. We pray for God to meet them at their point of need and pour his encouragement upon their hearts and his blessings upon their loved ones. Our children. We continue to pray for strength, guidance, patience, and creativity. We also pray for every child's learning needs to be met, and we pray for them to be protected and kept safe as they go out and come in. Those under demonic attacks. We pray for a mighty move of God in tearing down demonic strongholds and in delivering those under attack from the evil one. Those who need to be restored. We pray for the Lord to show himself strong as a forgiver and a restorer. And we pray for the Spirit of God to overtake them and make them whole. Those traveling today. We pray for traveling grace and God's continued presence. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God to guide all your activities today. We ask Him to use you, your energy, and your resources to influence those around you for good. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace, be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Good morning, Father. Father, we thank you this morning for being our God. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank you, God, for being a person, the only one who can steady our steps when our feet begin to slip. We thank you for your word this morning, for it gave us something to hold on to for today, because when things get shaky, we only need to look toward you and ask you to steady our steps. And we're so thankful for that. We thank you, God, for our very lives. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we realize that because you woke us up this morning, you still have a purpose for us here on this earth. And we ask you now to help us not to spend our day irresponsibly, but help us to spend our day, God, in a way that it glorifies you, in a way, God, that it magnifies your name, and in a way, Father, that we can accomplish those things that you kept us on this earth to do. We come now thanking you, God, for our very lives. We thank you for our livelihood. We thank you most of all for sending Jesus to die for us. And we thank you, God, for implanting your Holy Spirit within us. And we thank you for reserving a seat for us in heaven so that we might have eternal life. We thank you, God, for leaving the Bible as our roadmap. Help us to be good stewards of your word. Help us to be not only hearers, but doers, God, as you tell us how to live. We ask that you forgive us, God, for none of us are perfect. We ask that you forgive us for the many times that we fell short of following you. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. We thank you, God, for the two testimonies this morning because it encouraged us, God, that you are an on-time God because you allowed Hope to get into FAMU in one day. And we know that it was you who did it, God, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for Deshaun and for catching that condition in time so that he might have more time to do those things that you created him to do, and so that he might have more time, that he might be enjoyed by his family. We indeed know that you are a healer, and we know that you are a sustainer. And we thank you in advance for the many times, God, that you snatched us from the grips of death, and we were not even aware, God, how close we were. We are so grateful for you being our God this morning. We pray for Leroy, asking that you will turn his heart toward you and for his decisions to not be decisions, God, that come from his flesh and from his desires, but decisions, Father, that are ordered by you. We thank you in advance for flipping his mind and his heart, and not only him, but all of those, Father, who are not making decisions as we think they should be making. We pray for Eric S. this morning, asking, Father, that you will save his soul and make him whole. And not only Eric, God, but all of the Erics that we have in our family who have not totally accepted you as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for their salvation this morning, for all of those who are incarcerated. We ask you to meet them at their point of need, keep them encouraged, and keep them protected as only you can. Father, we pray a special prayer for our children this morning. We pray that you will guide parents to do their best to raise their children. We pray that God, that they will equip their children with the spiritual tools that they need, with the emotional tools that they need, with the critical thinking tools that they need, Father, to make it through this earth and to be good citizens to their neighbors and good friends, to those who they are surrounded with. We pray for those who are under demonic attack this morning. We pray that you will tear down and destroy any stronghold and deliver your children, God, from the effects of the evil one. For those who need to be restored, for those who are at a standstill, for those, God, who are not honest with themselves, and for those who are afraid to move forward because they are afraid that they might fail again. Father, we pray that you will continue to be a fixer for them, continue to give them faith, continue to give them hope, and continue, God, to surround them with your faith and surround them with your love. We lift families to be unified. We lift married relationships that are broken to be restored. We pray for sibling relationships to be strengthened, and we pray for any offenses that people have done upon us and for any ill feelings that we might have, God, against other people to be replaced with your love. We pray that you will provide grace for those traveling today, tomorrow, and this entire weekend. And we pray, God, for everyone on the call this morning. I pray that you will guide our steps. I pray, God, that you will direct our activities. I pray, God, that you will use us to do those things that you created us to do on this Saturday. And I pray, God, that you will give us the level of energy that we need, give us the level of resources that we need, and give us the level of patience that we need so that we might represent you well today. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, love God in and through everything you do. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. Love God in and through.